Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, Quikrete, and the Angie app. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so glad to be here with you this weekend and helping you take on the projects that you want to get done around your house. If you've got one in mind, you're in the right place because we're here to lend a hand. Help yourself first, though, by reaching out to us with your questions. And you can do that by going to moneypit.com/ask or calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, you know, owning a home is a part of the American dream, but a new survey shows many Americans lack the basic knowledge and skills needed to take care of that home. We're going to share tips on the top things you need to know to make sure that doesn't happen to you.
And now that we are officially in the dog days of summer, you might find that you're having a hard time maintaining a lush green lawn. But the good news is it's actually okay to let your lawn go a little brown for this month, if you know how to protect it. We're going to tell you what you need to know to make it past the brown and back to the green just ahead.
And have you guys ever tried to repair an old, worn-out concrete surface by covering it with new concrete, only to find that it did not last? Well, we're going to share a solution that's actually stronger than the concrete it covers.
But first, we want to know what you are working on in these last few weekends of summer. You got a little bit of time before Labor Day, and then everything goes to the fall. Leaves, things, all kinds of projects. So whatever you've got working on now, let us give you a hand so you can get it done and actually relax next weekend. What are you working on? Give us a call.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or for the fastest possible response, go to moneypit.com/ask. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading out to California. Cindy, what is going on? How can we help you?
We have downgraded to a smaller home, and we bought this cute little house that has got this beautiful six-burner gas stove. And the people that built the house put the stove right next to a wooden cabinet, and I can't use somebody turn one burner on against the wall, and it caught the cabinet on fire. So I need to find out what I can put against that wall that will either allow me to use the burners on the stove or not be able to use them at all and just have it look pretty.
You know, Leslie, so many folks love to have those very large commercial-style stoves today, but there's a lot more to them than you think because you have all of this additional power in terms of the burners, and also you need better venting, right? You can't use a typical vent. And in Cindy's case here, she's got a serious fire risk. So my thought is this. Tell me if you think this makes sense. First of all, I would get in touch with the manufacturer of the stove because there will be a specification for installation that will give you step-by-step exactly what has to be done to make sure that the surfaces around this range are fire resistant. You know, there are things that that we could suggest, but they may or may not work. You know, putting stainless steel, for example, on this side of the cabinet could help. But then again, it might just heat up and you could burn yourself on it. So I don't want to be able, I don't want to give you any specific advice about how to make the rest of the area that surrounds this fireproof, because I know it does exist. The manufacturers of these types of commercial ranges will have them. You really need to kind of take a step back and see how it should have been installed, and then decide how you can modify your existing kitchen to make it work.
Perry needs some help with a roofing project. Perry, what's going on?
I'd like to know the proper way to put a metal roof on a house.
All right, that's a straightforward question there, Perry. So, first of all, when it comes to metal roofing, some contractors will try to put it over an old asphalt roof. I generally think that's bad practice. So the first thing would be to strip off the old roof right down to the sheathing. And then assembling the roof would go probably on top of a vapor barrier. So you would probably use ice and water shield at the bottom, and then you would use a heavy tar paper, probably like a 30-pound felt, and then the metal roofing gets attached on top of that. The way it gets attached is going to vary based on the roofing manufacturer. Usually there are different types of either clipping systems, or there are fasteners that have like a rubber grommet built into it. This is a pretty physically difficult job because the sheets are big. They're not terribly heavy, but they can act as sails when the wind catches it. They can, you know, push you right off the roof. So you got to be super careful as a do-it-yourself project. You might be better off just hiring a pro that does this all the time, because it also gets tricky around the chimneys and around the wall intersections, because all that stuff has to be properly flashed. Now, the good news is when you get it done, you're going to have a roof that lasts a lifetime, because these roofs literally never wear out. So good luck with that project, and we definitely think metal roofs are a good choice.
We've got Emily on the line, who's a new homeowner and has some questions about a septic system. Listen, Emily, they are confusing, so what can we answer?
My husband and I just bought our first home in March of this year, and it has a septic tank. I've read many things on the internet for advice to keep our septic system from being clogged. Is there anything that you recommend that's just solid advice to maintain our septic tank and to prevent any clogs?
Hey, Emily, congratulations to you and your husband on that brand new house. Now, a septic system isn't all of that complicated in terms of maintenance. It's really what you want to avoid doing that keeps it doing its job. It operates because of the bacteria that generates there. The bacteria is what breaks down the waste. And as long as you sort of protect that bacteriological field, you're not going to have any issues with its performance. In terms of maintenance, generally you want to pump it about every 3 to 5 years. That's something that should be done by a professional. Secondly, if there's any switches or pumps, sometimes depending on the layout of your property, you may be lifting that waste from a lower point in the property to a higher point in the property. Those sorts of mechanical systems also need to be inspected. You want to avoid using any types of cleaners or dumping cleaners or bleaches and that sort of things down there, because that can kind of wreck that natural bacteria field that's doing that job for you. And lastly, make sure you sort of protect that septic field in terms of don't build stuff on it. Don't put playgrounds on it, patios on it, decks on it, that sort of thing, because you really want to leave it as it was designed, which basically is to collect that waste and let it seep naturally back into the soil. But other than that, it's a pretty straightforward system to use, as long as you don't abuse it or wreck it by doing any of those things that I cautioned you against. You should be good to go for a very long time. So again, good luck with that house, and thanks for calling the Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. With Angie, it's never been easier to connect with skilled local pros to get all your home projects done well. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, taking care of a home is a skill that most homeowners lack. That's according to a new survey that shows homeowners earning a failing grade on home maintenance. We're going to share more on those results when the Money Pit returns.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. To share your project online or with the Angie app. With Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. On our show, we talk a lot about the importance of making sure your gutters are working properly. If your gutters are clogged or if they have leaking seams and sections, overflowing water can really wreak havoc, causing everything from slippery sidewalks to flooded basements to even cracked foundations.
Now, another area where leaks are common is at the flashing between different roof sections or where vents or chimneys go through. Repairing both gutters and roof flashing requires a sealant that's easy to apply, durable, and flexible enough to expand and contract with the house.
DAP's new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Gutter and Flashing Sealant has all those qualities and more. It provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. It also has a fast 30-minute paint and rain-ready time, and it's designed for both exterior and interior use.
For gutter and flashing applications, AMP Gutter and Flashing High Performance Sealant stays flexible, crack-proof, and is backed by a lifetime guarantee. The sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com.
August is National Curb Appeal Month, and a good time to take a look at your home's exterior. Now, if your sidewalk, your front porch, or your steps could use a makeover, there's an easy DIY solution. It's called Terrazzo from Deich Coatings. It's a decorative granite coating that rolls over concrete and masonry surfaces. There are 7 premixed colors that sparkle with fine grades of granite. You'll get instant curb appeal for your walkways, steps, and porches. That's Terrazzo finishes. Order at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects. The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you wrapping up one weekend project and you're maybe looking ahead to start a new one? Well, every Monday and Thursday, you're going to find our best DIY tips on our podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you enjoy your pods.
And if you are already enjoying our podcast, we would really appreciate you leaving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews make it possible for us to continue to produce what now totals over 2,300 episodes of the Money Pit, and we truly appreciate each and every one.
We've got Larry on the line dealing with an invasive species to the sewer lines. We're talking about tree roots. What is going on over there?
This is not roots growing from outside the house underneath. What they're telling me is when they graded the land,
right,
some roots were left underneath, and the roots continued to grow into the sewer line, feeding on the waste.
Yeah, that happens. You know, I've had that happen to me. It really depends on the type of waste pipe. Some waste pipes are more susceptible for roots getting in them. Like, for example, if you have a really old house like I do, we have some of our lines that went underground before they were replaced were clay pipes. And the clay pipes, the roots could kind of like get right into the joints. But today, if you have like, you know, PVC pipe, it's all glued together. It doesn't really get in there as much. But is that what you're dealing with? Are you getting backups from this?
Yeah, and what they tell me, I sent a camera down there, and you can actually see the pipe separated. It's like the guy forgot to glue the last piece in.
Okay, then that makes sense. That's how it's getting in there, yeah.
So I got them coming out. They're going to jackhammer the floor, and it's in the middle of the friggin' house, and, you know.
You know, there's another way to do that where you don't have to break up the floor. Certain companies can do this. It's a liner system. Basically, it's kind of like a long sock, if you think about it. and it's made of fiberglass, and they basically string it through the entire pipe, and then they charge it with water. They pressurize it with water while it hardens, and then it lines the inside of that pipe. You might want to find out if that system is available in your area from your contractors and get a price and compare that to the price of sort of the disruptive operation of having to actually tear it all out. But there's two ways to do that. And very often when you're going through when you're going under finished spaces or patios or other sorts of things like that, you use a liner instead of replacing the cracked pipe.
I'm 76, and I've been in the construction business my whole life. And sometimes you have answers to stuff I've never even heard of.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I spent 20 years as a home inspector. And when you're a home inspector, you get like an intense exposure to everything that goes wrong with the house. I always say we know how they are put together, but more importantly, we know how they fall apart. And so it's just a pleasure to be able to share that. So thank you for that kind word, and good luck with this project. I would look into the options, though, before you decide to tear open the floor, okay?
Thank you.
We've got Emily standing by who may have used the wrong paint on a deck. I know porch paint, deck paint. Maybe it'll work. What's going on?
New deck was installed last year, had it painted this year with porch paint. We realized that it was a wrong paint. How long will that hold on the new deck?
Hey, Pat, you know, there's really not much difference between what you would call a porch paint and something you might use on a deck. And as long as that paint is adhering well to those deck boards, it should last typically 3, 4, 5, or even more years, depending on, you know, the conditions on and around your house and whether or not you have a lot of sun and that sort of thing. So I don't think there's anything wrong with having done that. It's just that instead of staining a deck where you would see some grain come through, you've painted it. Now, if it starts to peel off, at that point, you're going to have to remove all of that paint and then start again. But for now, I think you're perfectly fine leaving it exactly like it is.
Well, owning a home is often considered part of the American dream, but despite that aspiration, it turns out that many Americans lack the knowledge of basic skills that are needed to take care of that home. Well, according to a new survey by Lombardo Home, where they asked 25 multiple choice questions related to being a homeowner and scored them on an A through F academic scale. Now, while most respondents did okay on the questions about buying a home, when it came to taking care of that property, they failed miserably.
Yeah. In fact, for questions about home renovating and maintenance, they answered only 3 out of 7 questions correctly, earning themselves a solid F, which, Leslie, is the reason we have a show, right?
Russ in Wisconsin's on the line, has a question about what kind of floor goes over heated concrete. What's going on? Tell us about your project.
Is new construction with a heated concrete slab. What flooring can I put on that? And thinking about just painting it for the short term.
Russ, there are definitely floors that are designed for heated concrete surfaces, whether that's sub-slab hydronic or whether it's an electric layer of heating that's on top of that. There are floor products that are designed for that. So you have to kind of check on a product-by-product basis to determine which one is going to be appropriate, because some have more tolerance for heat than others. One that I know will work well is Duravana, which is a stone hybrid product sold by LL Flooring. That can take, you know, any amount of floor heat. It's an easy installation. It lays down on top of the concrete. The boards are locked together, and you're pretty much totally good to go. But beyond that, you know, whether it's engineered hardwood or whether it's a vinyl product, you've got to check that the manufacturer's specifications to determine whether or not it is rated for being radiant heat compliant. That's what you're looking for, radiant heat compliant, and that will be the answer to your question.
All right, we've got Ashley from Georgia, who's a new homeowner, taking on some projects. What can we help you with?
So we just bought our first house, and
congratulations.
Thank you. It was built in 1970, so there are 3 rooms that have wood paneling. One isn't an issue, but one of the other ones doesn't really have very good ventilation, and it's meant to be a laundry room, so moisture and ventilation are kind of an issue. And then the other one, the wood paneling, wasn't installed particularly well, so there's some gaps and some water damage and things like that. So we're thinking of replacing it, but we aren't sure exactly the best way to go about it and what the cost would generally be. But also I'm concerned with if there's anything we need to do to prep behind where the drywall would go to prevent moisture and bugs and other issues down the line.
Okay. So let's talk about that laundry room first. Paneling in general, you know, is a sort of a thing of the past. Now, there's two ways that paneling was typically installed. In both cases, it was nailed, but in one of those operations, they would glue it as well. And if you glued it, then it becomes a lot harder to tear it out and replace it. Well, I mean, and today most people aren't even replacing it. Of course, they're just trying to restore the drywall that's behind it. You mentioned that other room that's got paneling that's got gaps and stuff. Is there any place where you could sort of loosen up that paneling and try to pull it off the wall a little bit? Does it seem to come right off, or do you think it's glued to the wall?
Yeah, there are a couple spots in both rooms that you can kind of peel it up. It may be nailed, but possibly with just too far in between.
Okay, because if you take the paneling off, you may find that the glue pulls the paper off the drywall. If it's really bad, then you either have to replace the drywall or you can spackle over those sort of torn areas if it's not too terribly bad. And then sort of start again from there. But I think job number one is getting rid of that. You know, if you have paneling that's really well adhered and it's not really causing any issues, you could paint it. You know, Leslie, we used to give a lot of advice on painting paneling. One thing you can't do, which people think you can, is to fill in the grooves with spackle, right? Folks
never
ask us that as well. It never works out well.
Yeah, so just one clarification. There's actually not drywall behind the paneling. So it's just straight insulation and joists and
really?
Bugs and dirt and debris. So
wow.
That's why I kind of want to clean it up, because I'm just worried about moisture getting trapped back there when we do drywall it.
That's unusual. Typically, paneling is on top of a wallboard. Okay, well, in that case, yeah, you got to take it down. Once you expose those walls, you're going to have 1970s insulation in there. I'd probably pull the insulation out since it's right there and it's easy to do. You want to put some new insulation in there. The easiest thing to do would be to pick up some pink fiberglass insulation from Lowe's or Home Depot. There's a new product out by Owens Corning called Pink Next Gen. It's not itchy. It's really soft and cottony and easy to handle and stays nicely in between the studs of the wall. So you'll re-insulate that. And then you'll put new drywall on. You're going to want to use half-inch drywall. You lay the sheets horizontally, and then you have to tape and spackle the seams. So, you know, kind of advanced DIY here. Not too difficult, but it's going to take you some time to kind of master the job. In terms of insects and moisture, look, that's just general pest control. If you live in a warmer climate, you typically have more insects than you do in the northern climate. And I would imagine you'd probably just get a service contract with a pest management professional who might visit you once a month or so to keep those bugs kind of under check by applying the appropriate insecticides. If you mentioned the laundry room and the moisture issues, if you really want to do something that's moisture resistant, there are types of drywall panels that are basically waterproof and moldproof.
Oh, okay.
That you could use. Those are available as well. Very, very heavy compared to the regular drywall and more expensive, but, you know, it's a long-term investment. So that's an option for you too.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Good luck with the project and reach out to us anytime you have a question.
All right, perfect. Thanks so much.
This is the Money Pit. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, this time of year, some lawns go from a velvety green to haystack brown. But if that describes your yard, fear not. We're going to share tips for summer lawn survival when the Money Pit returns.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
As you look around your home, we know it's hot, we know it's uncomfortable. We know we are smack dab in the dog days of summer, but you've got to have a project you'd like to get done to make things easier going forward, and that's why we're here. So reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
All right, we're heading out to Mike, who's got a super gross problem. What is going on with these flies at your money pit? Tell us about it.
I have a fly problem, a house fly problem, with fly poop all over my siding. And power washing alone does not do the trick. Looking for the best solution to pre-spray, let it soak, and then clean off.
You know, Mike, this reminds me of another problem that's very similar, and that is the problem of artillery fungus, where you have fungus that comes out of mulch and sticks to the siding, and it seems to be virtually impossible to get off. But I think when it comes to bugs, it's like when they stick to your car. You know, Leslie, when you go to like a Pep Boys and you want to get them off, they have special products for this because it's designed to dissolve the whatever the fly juice is that sticks to your car. And I think the same thing kind of applies to the house. I know of a product called Super Clean, which you can find at, I believe it's at Walmart and other places like that. It comes in a purple bottle, and it works really well. It's sold basically as a cleaner and degreaser. But for this case, what you would do is you would apply it to the siding, let it sit for 5 or 10 minutes, and then you would have to scrub it. Now, there's going to be a lot of elbow grease here, but I think you'll find that it will release those bugs from the siding, and you'll be back to a clean house once again. I think the key, though, is to not let it get too bad, because otherwise you're going to find yourself doing this a lot more than you should. In terms of managing this population going forward, you might want to talk to a certified pest control management professional, because I know that there are fly traps that can be set in your area that would at least minimize the population and result in fewer flies getting themselves, I guess it's kind of like a suicide run, run against your house and splat, and they stay there and they stay in the siding. So if you have fewer bugs, you're going to get fewer bugs on the siding.
Blech. Yucky. Hope we can fix that problem for you because it's gross.
Well, guys, if you've ever watched your lawn fade from that beautiful sort of luscious green to a wheat field brown during these very hot days, you might feel a bit helpless to stop the destruction. But that brown grass does not automatically mean your lawn is dead. In fact, brown grass more likely means your lawn is simply dormant.
Yeah, it's funny, and I also feel like some lawn seeds or types of grass, like, just turn brown this time of year, even though you're watering and doing everything. So you got to do a couple of things, guys. You want to make sure that that summer grass survives. So just cut back on the mowing at this time. I mean, it's really best to keep your grass a little bit longer in the height of summer anyway, because cutting it too much can cause the grass to lose more moisture from those tips that you're cutting. Now, if your lawn is healthy, you can actually allow your grass to go into a semi-dormant state simply by cutting back on watering and then not worrying so much that it won't come back to a greener color in the cooler weather.
Now, if your lawn is brown, it is very important, however, that you avoid walking on it. This is where the trouble starts. You want to stick to the well-worn patches or sidewalks instead, because brown lawns can come back to life. But if they have been ground into a pulp, then they're not going to come back. So try to stay off. The lawns are very fragile when they're brown. If you stay off, then they will sort of regreen themselves as soon as more moisture is available.
Now, if you're not facing watering restrictions, you want to water very early in the morning. That's going to give your lawn a chance to dry during the day. And then this is also going to discourage problems with bugs and diseases. And remember, it's best to water heavily a couple of times a week to encourage that deeper root growth rather than light watering every single day. So definitely remember, super saturate every other day.
We've got a tip sheet on how to make sure your lawn survives those dog days of summer. It's called 7 Tips for Healthy Lawns in Hot Summers. You'll find it right now on MoneyPit.com.
All right, Beverly in Ohio is fearful of some stuff going on with the foundation and drainage. What is happening at your money pit?
You've addressed this many times, but this seems different. Water in the basement. I've already gotten the French trench discussion with a company, and I know that you guys say that's not necessarily it, and I prefer not to go $10,000. Anyway, there's a lot of plantings by my home. It doesn't seem to be grading. Everything's pretty flat, but I'm desperate to know what to do. It's really putting a lot of fear in my soul.
Well, Beverly, rest assured that if you improve your outside drainage, I suspect this problem will go away. One way to know is this. If your water problem seems to get worse with heavy rain, this is definitely something that can be controlled by drainage. You say the outside looks good. You mentioned it's flat. That's not good. Soil has to slope away from the wall. It shouldn't be flat. But more importantly, most of the time, the wet basements are caused by a problem with the gutter system. You either don't have the right size gutters, they're getting overflowing, they're overflowing because they're undersized or they're partially clogged. And something as simple as the downspouts not being directed away from the foundation far enough. You know, when the installers put it in, they usually put them out about 2 feet from the foundation and leave the water right there. So it kind of circles right back into that basement, and that's why the walls get so wet. But I don't think you need a French drain system. That would only be done if you had a rising water table. It doesn't sound like that is the case here. So I would extend those downspouts. And if you want to prove this before you do a lot of work, just get a bunch of long leaders. You know, they're a few dollars each at a home center, and hook them up to the bottom of those downspouts. Run them out, even though it might look a little sloppy for a while. I think you'll find that you'll have almost an instant reduction in the amount of water getting down there. And once you've convinced yourself that that is the solution, you can neaten them up and run them perhaps underground, bring them out somewhere to daylight, and do a nice job making them a lot more tidy. But drainage, that is the cause of wet basements. So you got to fix it, and that's going to be your solution here, and it won't happen again.
This is the Money Pit. What are you guys working on this weekend? You got a couple of weekends left of summer, so maybe you've got some big plans to finish up before that weather starts getting cooler, or perhaps you're thinking about that perfect fall project. Well, whatever it is, we are standing by to give you a hand. Broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios, you can find skilled local pros easily with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you've ever tried to repair old, worn-out concrete by covering it with new concrete, only then to find out that it didn't last? Well, we're going to share a solution that will next.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, host of the Money Pit Podcast, with tips to help prepare your home for a stormy summer. Get ultimate storm protection by installing a quality metal roof. Exceptionally strong and resilient, metal roofs can withstand fires, hurricanes, ice, and snow. And new styles mimic tile and slate and clean easily with just soap and water. Replace old single-pane windows with new Energy Star certified windows from Pella and save hundreds a year in energy bills. Pella's innovative windows even include hidden screens that disappear when not in use. A well-insulated home lowers energy bills and increases comfort year-round. Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus from Owens Corning is made from natural ingredients, offering enhanced fire, moisture, and sound benefits. And instead of replacing your smoke alarm batteries, replace the alarm with First Alert's 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarms, available at Lowe's. The 10-year sealed battery lasts the life of the alarm and means no low battery chirps. For more, follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. When it comes to the materials we use to build a house, concrete has got to be the strongest. And you'd think that it should also be the toughest, but strength definitely has its weaknesses. And when it comes to concrete, that's often the cracks that form. Now, once that happens, and especially if water is allowed to seep in, those cracks will multiply and get bigger and bigger.
Well, DAP has a new product that can help. The new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Self-Leveling Concrete and Masonry Sealant provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. Within an hour, it's also ready to paint and can stand up to rain. And it requires no additional tools, stays flexible, and won't crack, shrink, or bubble. Plus, it's backed by a lifetime guarantee.
DAP's AMP Self-Leveling Concrete and Masonry Sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide. Or learn more at DAP.com.
Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you looking for even more home improvement ideas? Well, we've got them coming in every Monday and Thursday on the Money Pit podcast. Be sure to check it out at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your favorite pods. All right, now we're going to chat with Jim, who's dealing with a problem with a cracked wall. What's the problem, Jim?
Problem with a brick wall behind my garage, long back wall with a vertical crack that's 6 feet long, separating a quarter to 3/8 of an inch. And I need to know how to diagnose it or find out what's really going on behind that, whether to seal it or get a contractor.
Well, Jim, if you have a crack that's open 3/8 of an inch, that's a lot on a vertical crack. So we need to know, first of all, whether it's active or not. Active meaning is it's still getting bigger, or is it just something that happened and sort of settled down? Why it happened, there could be lots of reasons. There could be debris in the soil that rotted away that often happens around garages where they leave construction debris that gets buried by soil. And when it deteriorates, the soil will sort of settle in and cause voids, and that causes some movement. Could be a drainage problem. I don't know. We got to know whether it's active or not. If it's not active, then it could be sealed just to keep water out. But if it is active, then you might need a structural repair. Unfortunately, while a lot of contractors will claim to have the expertise to do this, only a structural engineer can really give you the accurate advice that you need, especially when it's something severe. Of a severe nature like this now. So I would suggest that you hire a structural engineer to evaluate it, and based on that advice, make the repair or have a contractor make the repair so you know it's done right. Now, here's a project that many people have tried and many people have failed at, and that is to try to repair old, worn-out concrete by covering it with new concrete. Now, if you tried that, you might have found that that new concrete simply doesn't stick, and that's because regular concrete or stucco mix is simply not designed to adhere to old concrete surfaces.
Yeah, and that's why Quikrete created Recap Concrete Resurfacer. Now, with Quikrete Recap, you can renew old, worn concrete patios, sidewalks, even driveways with a permanent wear-resistant surface at a fraction of the cost to replace them.
Yeah, this stuff has a bond to concrete that's actually 4 times stronger than the concrete itself, and that means that the old concrete will fracture or crack before the bond with Quikrete Recap separates. And as a result, that new concrete patio, sidewalk, or driveway is going to last a very, very long time.
Yeah, and it's also a really DIY-friendly project. You mix, you pour, and you spread that concrete resurfacer over your surface. As long as that surface has been cleaned with a 3,500 PSI pressure washer, you can then easily apply it with a squeegee, a trowel, or a brush. And one 40-pound bag is going to cover approximately 20 square feet, so do the math to figure out exactly how much you need.
Yep, you'll find Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at home improvement retailers for about $28 per 40-pound bag. I actually used this for another purpose, Leslie. When I did my basement floor, I had poured it in 4-foot by 4-foot sections because I couldn't get a concrete chute down there from a truck, so I hand-poured it. But what I did when I was all done is I covered the entire floor with Recap, and it stuck to the 4-by-4 sections, and now it looks like one continuous slab. So it's got a lot of options. This adherence thing is really critical, though. Once you get it to bond to the concrete, that's really the challenge. And when you can get it stick like that, there's lots of options for this to be used for repair or for even resurfacing new concrete that isn't quite what you're looking for.
Heading to Texas, we've got Lois on the line, who's dealing with some previous owner's gift, you know, a smoke-filled home. How can we help you?
We just purchased a house, and the previous owners that we that had it before us, of course, they evidently smoked. And my husband says it's nicotine.
Yeah, it's a rather disgusting habit, and it leaves behind some really disgusting, hard-to-get-rid-of stains and odors.
Yes.
So, first of all, you need to make sure that nicotine is going to soak into carpets, by the way, and padding and curtains and all
that
sort
up.
Of thing. See? All right. So what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to use a oil-based primer on those walls and even on the subfloor. If you've got like plywood subfloors
mm-hmm.
that may have been under carpet,
mm-hmm.
I would use an oil-based primer, seal all that in. This is kind of like when you have smoke damage to a house and they use those, you know, very durable sealers to kind of seal in all the odors.
Yes.
You're going to have to do that because you're not going to be able to clean this out of it because all those building surfaces are very absorbent.
Yes.
So you need to prime the walls and prime the floors before you put the finished paint on. Now, you can use latex on, as a top coat, but to start, you've got to prime everything if you want to have a chance of eliminating as much of that odor as possible.
Okay. And you said an oil-based paint.
I would prefer you use an oil base because it works a lot better. It's okay. Just a much better sealer.
The ceiling is textured. What about that?
Do the same thing with the ceiling, especially the ceiling, as it's rather impossible to clean. Now, because it's textured, you're going to use a very thick roller. And they have rollers also that are designed for textured ceilings that have slits in them. They're like sliced so that the roller can actually get around all of the popcorn and other types of textured surfaces that you have. But you definitely have to prime this. You know, this is really a big project, and you might want to hire a pro to do this because it's a lot of work.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to connect you with the skilled pros you need for all your home projects.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, repair to remodel. Download the Angie app today.
Coming up, Janice has a serious problem. She smells gas whenever she fires up her new fireplace. We think we know exactly why this is happening, so we're going to share a tip next.
You live in a money pit.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. And Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Do you know that each of the four New Testament Gospels presents a different picture of Jesus Christ? Do you realize the book of Acts reveals the birth and growth of the church?
I think I can answer those questions. Matthew presents Jesus Christ as king, Mark presents him as a servant, Luke presents him in his humanity, and John presents Christ in his deity. Acts records the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, the beginning of the church, and the exciting details of how the gospel spread around the known world.
I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas, president of Shasta Bible College and Graduate School, here with Chaplain Jane D'Angelo. I'm inviting you to enroll for Dr. Dan Isles' action-filled class this fall as he unpacks each gospel and guides students through the exciting events of Acts.
The class is titled New Testament Literature 1, and the semester begins on Tuesday, September the 5th, from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. through to December the 11th. To enroll, call 530-221-4275 today. That's 530-221-4275.
It's very easy for some of those gases to leak back in. So what you need to do is this. You need to get your hands on the venting specifications provided by the fireplace manufacturer. They are going to be very, very specific, and see exactly what those specifications say. I suspect they're going to tell you where this can be vented, how it can be vented, how many twists and turns, how many feet you can run with these venting pipes, whether it can be near a deck, how many feet away from things it needs to be. I suspect it just wasn't done correctly. And I would get another contractor to make these corrections. These guys that are blaming each other have no clue what they're doing. I know you provided me a lot more detail about this, but what I'm reading into this is they do not have your best interest in mind. If you worked with a fireplace company on this, they should be responsible for the expenses associated with it. But no matter what, do not use this fireplace until it's fixed, because it is very, very dangerous.
All right. Hope that helps you out, Janice, because we want you to enjoy your beautiful new basement and, of course, keep your family safe. All right. Rachel writes in saying, we're remodeling our laundry room, which is also our guest half bath. Is laminate wood flooring safe under a washing machine, or is a ceramic tile better? Expense is an issue.
You know, laminate flooring was a very popular flooring, and I say was because right now we've got much better floorings that are more durable and more tolerant of moist environments like bathrooms and laundry rooms. So I don't think I would use laminate floor in a laundry room or a bathroom certainly anymore. I would use luxury vinyl plank, or I would use the stone hybrid products that are 100% waterproof. And the other thing that you might want to do here, Rachel, is on top of that floor, underneath the feet of the washing machine, add anti-vibration blocks. These are like rubber-like blocks that help take the vibration out of the laundry. As it operates, it makes it much, much quieter when you operate. It helps to even out situations like where you have an uneven load as well, or if you have a washing machine that tends to sort of walk, it straightens all that out. So I would use luxury vinyl plank, or I would use hybrid stone plank, and I would use the anti-vibration blocks on this floor.
All right, hope that helps you out. Enjoy this new bathroom / laundry room. I love this addition to the house.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online on a warm summer weekend. If you guys have questions and you couldn't get through to us today, please remember you can reach out 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT or by going to moneypit.com/ask. For now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people people have trusted Renewal by Andersen for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoshka. A bloody weekend around the country so far. In Jacksonville, Florida, four people dead, including the gunman after a shooting this morning at a Dollar General store. Sheriff T.K. Waters says the shooter's motives remain under investigation, but his actions were clear.
I can't tell you what his mindset was while he was there, but he did go there. And he did put his vest on and a mask on and then went directly to Dollar General.
Elsewhere in Boston, at least seven people wounded at a neighborhood shooting early this morning. Two suspects arrested, multiple weapons recovered. Del City, Oklahoma, last night outside Oklahoma City, 16-year-old student shot dead during a Friday night high school football game. Two other people were wounded. Police say the incident may have been prompted by an argument between two males in the stands. At the Chicago White Sox-Oakland A's game in Chicago Friday night, two people in the outfield stands were wounded by gunfire. Police say there was no other threat to general safety, and the game continued. New York Democrat Kathy Hochul calling on President Biden to take executive action to combat ongoing illegal alien crisis in the Empire State.
In a public address delivered Thursday, the governor called on President Biden to help her state absorb a surge of international migrants who have strained resources and filled homeless shelters, primarily in New York City. The governor emphasized the need to integrate the estimated 100,000 migrants who have come to the state in the last year through work and housing initiatives, requesting the Biden administration to invest heavily in settling the communities of asylum seekers. The governor declared, New York has shouldered this burden for far too long. Edwin Mora, Washington.
From Florida very early this morning.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Four astronauts from four countries heading toward the International Space Station after launching a SpaceX rocket from Florida's Kennedy Space Center. More news and analysis, townhall.com.
Dr. Coker here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
The Central African nation of Gabon holding its presidential elections, where the ruling family has held for nearly six decades. The latest from the BBC's Will Ross.
Gabon is not the property of the Bongos. Those are the words of the opposition's Albert Ondo Ossa. But the Bongo family has held the presidency since 1967, so he must know the odds are somewhat stacked against him. Mr. Ossa was only chosen as the candidate of a new opposition alliance last week. Recent changes to the ballot paper have also raised suspicion that the Electoral Commission in Gabon is far from neutral. In 2018, the president had a stroke which sidelined him for almost a year and led to calls for him to step aside.
Authorities in Zimbabwe say President Emmerson Mnangagwa has been re-elected for a second and final term. The Electoral Commission announced late Saturday Mnangagwa had 52.6% of the votes in the midweek election. More at townhall.com. A tragic story told too often, this one from South Carolina.
Authorities in Charleston say a toddler has died in a hot car after her mother forgot she left a little girl in the vehicle. An official says the 16-month-old child died due to heat, although an autopsy is being performed. The little girl's mother works at a high school and had parked her car in front of the school Friday morning. A passerby found the child in a car seat roughly 8 hours later. Jason Walker reporting.
National Park officials warning E. coli bacteria has been detected in the water supply close to Phantom Ranch, the only lodging at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Visitors are urged not to consume any water in that area without boiling it first. Phantom Ranch and the immediate vicinity are the only areas of the park affected. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, Quikrete, and the Angie app. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your money pit. Now, look, it's called the money pit, but for us, that's a term of endearment. That's a house we care about. That's a house we need to spend some money on, but we want to do it efficiently and effectively. And that's the kind of tips and advice we give you on this show. So if you've got questions about a project that you're doing right now or one you're planning for the weeks and months ahead, reach out to us with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask and record your question for the fastest possible response. Coming up on today's show, as summer heat starts to fade, now is a very good time to plan end-of-season projects that will set you up for the cooler months ahead. So we're going to walk you through five projects that will save you time, save you money, and help you avoid some very expensive repairs when colder weather prevails.
And now that summer is at its hottest, are you scraping for every possible way that you can to keep cool and comfortable? Well, we've got a few low-cost to no-cost tips to share that can do just that.
And are you guys ready to take on a big painting project, like maybe painting the outside of your entire house? That's a great fall project. And as challenging, though, as it might sound, it's actually totally doable. So we're going to share tips on tools that make that job a lot easier.
But first, what is your home reno plan for the year ahead? Do you have a project or two in mind? Well, we want to help you create your best home ever. So make a list. Pull inspiration photos, start an Excel spreadsheet so you know exactly what you've got to spend and where and how you want to spend it, and let us help you get those projects done right the first time so that maybe by the holidays you're enjoying those new spaces.
Reach out to us with your questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Leslie, let's get to it. Who's first?
Sean in Texas is on the line. He's got a question about a central vacuuming system. What's going on? Those are super awesome.
I've been in the house about 10 years. I don't know how long the central vac system was in the house prior to me being there. In the past year, I've gotten a lot of condensation water buildup in one of my inlet pipes. and that pipe runs inside my AC closet. And I don't have any idea how to keep the condensation, because the condensation is actually running out in a brown, muddy-looking water down my walls and ruining my walls also.
Okay, so this pipe runs through the closet where the air conditioning system is that correct?
Yes, sir. It runs through the closet and then up into the attic.
Okay, so what I think is happening here is you have cold temperature on one side of this pipe, which is probably because it's running through the room where the air conditioning is, and then you have warm air inside the pipe, which releases its moisture and forms a condensation. So the solution is simply to insulate the central vac pipe, because that will prevent the temperature change, and that will in turn prevent the condensation. You know, typically we don't insulate central vacuum pipes, but in this unusual circumstance, by putting insulation around the outside of it, you will no longer have the difference between the cold temperature on the outside and the warm, moist air on the inside, and that should take care of the problem.
Would that be inside the attic? Because I've already done that in the closet itself, and it didn't seem to help.
Yeah, I would do it across the whole pipe. Because if it's a condensation problem, you need to basically stop the temperature differential across it, and that'll do that.
All right. Well, thank you for your help. I appreciate you.
All right. Good luck with that project.
Ellie in Wisconsin's on the line and just got a new place. Congratulations. And you're looking to put up some wall shelves, do some decorating, and show some things off. How can we help?
I have a new home that is actually brand new, to flip everything inside. I would like to put up wall shelving. I desperately need wall shelving in the bathrooms, I think, because I don't know where else products would go, and I have no idea where to first to begin.
Well, bathrooms are a great place to start your how-to project, Ellie. You know, I give you a lot of credit for going out there and buying a few tools to get yourself started with. In terms of these shelves, you know, if it's a small shelf, like for knickknacks and things of this nature, you don't really have to attach it to the studs, which makes the project a lot easier. There's a whole bunch of different types of wall anchors that are out there that basically will hold just fine in that drywall. If it's even a little bit heavy, you can use something called a toggle bolt, or there's a cool little connector that's called a monkey hook. It's like a piece of wire that goes into the drywall and beds up behind the wall, and those things can handle up to 50 pounds. So I wouldn't get too worried about having to go over the top with some heavy-duty shelves and drilling through the walls, because aside from finding the studs, you also want to make sure you're not finding, like, your plumbing pipes with that drill and causing a leak, which would be a big mess.
Yeah, Ellie, you really just need a light-duty drill driver. That's going to help you with a ton of projects around this new house. And for shelving, make sure you pick something stylish. You can go for some that are more shallow, more of like a leaner ledge if you just want to put some artwork or some pictures on it. You can go for ones that are more deep. Maybe you want to put cookbooks or, you know, some bathroom products on it, depending on where you're putting the shelf. But make sure that you properly anchor it for the weight that you plan to put on it. And it's always good to put more weight anchors than you might actually put on the shelf, because it's better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, but if it's light duty, you don't have to go ahead and worry about connecting it to the studs. You'll be able to hang it right from the drywall with using the types of connectors that we talked about.
We've got Bob on the line who's dealing with the problem, maybe, maybe not, looking to add a radon fan to the basement. What's going on, Bob?
I have two sealed pits. One is a ejector pump, and the other is a sub pump that's for my utility sink and a floor drain. Since they're sealed and they're vented through the roof, I was wondering if I could put on a fan for radon gases. I was just wondering if I could put one on that pipe going out through the roof.
Hey, Bob, so I can definitely see how you might think that just adding a fan to those sealed pits right now would have some impact on your home's ability to vent radon. But the truth be told, it's actually a completely separate system the way a radon mitigation system is installed. It's not just a matter of having a sump pit with a sealed top. You know, radon mitigators will actually install the system in such a way where they confirm that they're pulling gas from underneath the entire slab, the entire surface of your basement floor, and not just from a pit like that. So I can't imagine that would do very much to change the level of radon if it existed in your home. So I would encourage you to do the proper testing, and if it comes up high, to put the proper system in. In terms of those pits, they're doing exactly what they should be doing right now. Because there's a sink on there, it has to be vented. It sounds like it is vented, and that's really just to make sure it's going to operate properly. But it's not an option for you to further add a radon fan to that. That would simply waste energy and not be very effective. Good luck with that project.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. Tackling home projects is easy when you just Angie that. Get the app today.
And just ahead, as summer heat starts to fade, now's a great time to plant end-of-season projects. We've got five projects that will save you time, money, and help you avoid some costly repairs coming up when the Money Pit returns.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app, and with Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. If you're remodeling a kitchen or bath, there's one ingredient that you want to get right. And it's not one you'd normally think of. I'm talking about caulk. You know, it's one of the last steps to a kitchen or bath reno, but it's a really important product for sealing gaps that can cause leaks resulting in damage, including mold.
The new AMP Kitchen and Bath Hybrid Sealant is designed for projects and applications around tubs, sinks, showers, and toilets. It can be applied on wet or damp surfaces, provides a 100% waterproof seal, it can be painted in as little as 30 minutes, and it prevents mold and mildew growth, keeping your caulk seams looking fresh and clean for the life of the sealant.
DAP's advanced hybrid sealants outperform silicone in key performance attributes such as wet surface application, paintability, and crystal clear clarity, providing maximum performance for every project.
AMP Kitchen and Bath Hybrid Sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
August is National Curb Appeal Month and a good time to take a look at your home's exterior. Now, if your sidewalk, your front porch, or your steps could use a makeover, there's an easy DIY solution. It's called Terrazzo from Deich Coatings. It's a decorative granite coating that rolls over concrete and masonry surfaces. There are 7 premixed colors that sparkle with fine grades of granite. You'll get instant curb appeal for your walkways, steps, and porches. That's Terrazzo finishes. Order at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you wrapping up a weekend project, or maybe you're just looking ahead to start a new one? Well, every Monday and Thursday, you're going to find the best DIY tips on our podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you enjoy your pods.
And if you're already following our podcast, we really appreciate it. And we'd also appreciate you leaving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Guys, those reviews make it possible for us to continue to produce what now totals over 2,300 episodes of The Money Pit, and we truly, truly appreciate each and every one.
Betty in Tennessee, you've got The Money Pit. What's going on?
Okay, I'm in Tennessee, and for several weeks on end, we have temperatures from the mid-80s and up to almost 100. During that time, when it's really hot, there is mold that comes into my closet that leads to the attic stairs.
Okay.
And it comes out from a couple of vents in a couple of bathrooms and sort of on the ceiling in the hallway adjacent to the attic stairs.
How do you know it's mold and not something else?
Well, I mean, it's little black spots and, you know.
The reason I say that is sometimes if you have a difference in temperatures, you will get condensation of basically the airflow on those surfaces. Now, that condensation can deposit some of the dirt that's in the air, and it's not like you have a dirty house. It's just that sometimes you get dirt particles in the air on the walls, and they'll stick to the cooler parts and not so much to the warmer parts. So, you know, one question I have is it really mold that you're seeing? Because mold doesn't usually become airborne. It just kind of grows on a surface.
Well, I don't think it's sticking to cooler parts because the closet that leads to the attic stairs, I mean, the heat is intense in there, and I try to leave the door open as much as I can.
So if it is mold that's forming, it sounds to me like it might potentially be in your duct system, which is unusual, but I'm wondering where else it could be. Have you had the system cleaned? Have you had the filters replaced on your systems? Because that should be trapping mold spores.
No, I just really didn't know what to do.
All right, well, here's what I would do. I would have the HVAC system inspected by your heating and cooling company to see if they find any of these deposits inside the system. And if that's the case, I would have that and the duct system thoroughly clean. I usually don't recommend that because it's almost never necessary. But if you're getting this much mold forming in those areas, it may be that there are deposits inside the ducts and it does need to be cleaned. Just make sure it's done by a professional so it doesn't get released to other parts of the house, okay?
Okay. Who would be the professional?
Duct cleaning experts that have dealt with this problem before, and your HVAC company may be able to point you in the right direction.
Thank you very much.
Well, as summer heat starts to fade, now is a good time to plan some end-of-season projects. So to help, we put together a short list of 5 projects that will save you time, money, and avoid costly repairs down the road. So let's get started with a few home improvements that should take place before the weather begins to change.
All right, first up. Now is a good time to fix a swimming pool leak. And here's why. Now, a small leak that appears during the summer months can become major repairs during the winter if there's a freeze-thaw cycle and it opens up that crack to even a bigger one. So you want to make sure you find and fix all those small leaks before you put that cover on for the winter.
Now, next, it is time to service your heating system. Now, we do know that it's still very, very warm outside. And it's kind of hard to think about heat right now, but it's really important that you schedule a system service for your gas furnace, for your propane furnace. If you've got a heat pump, you need to get those heating systems cleaned and adjusted now when demand is low. The technicians are available, and you will be that much farther ahead when the cold weather sets in. When you wait till October, you usually don't get the service guys to come over until December. So do it once and do it right now.
Yeah, it's always so funny when they're turning on the heat and you've got the air conditioning on and they're trying to make sure everything's working. So crazy. All right, now also is a great time to look for leaks because summer is a major time for water damage to occur in and around your home. Now, those summer storms that maybe popped off a couple of roof shingles, some leaking AC units, and other common sources of water, all of those can lead to mold, mildew, and then wood rot if they're not repaired quickly. So get those jobs done now.
And while you're putting away your summer stuff, be sure to check out the condition of your driveway. If your driveway developed cracks or potholes last year, end of summer is definitely the best time of year to make these home repairs because patching your driveway will prevent future damage as that freeze-thaw cycles lets water gets in, expands, it causes more cracks, more disruption, and if you get it straightened out right now, you'll avoid all of that aggravation and all of those additional repairs that will need to be done next spring. So there you have it. 5 projects, all sort of weekend-ready projects that will put you that much farther ahead when the cold weather arrives.
So get those jobs done now. Ashwani in Illinois is on the line with a lawn question. What's going on?
I have 7 or 8 trees in my backyard, which are pretty tall, like, you know, 30 to 40 feet, and they are close to my house. I have been seeing that their roots have started showing up on the ground. I don't know if it is because of the drought or what, like, you know, in a different kind of trees, crab, white ash, crab apple. I'm just wondering, is it something I can do to fix it? I have to start getting rid of them because if they get weak and they fall, then they might fall on my house.
Well, first of all, this is Mother Nature's way of growing these trees and the tree roots, and no, there's nothing you can do about it. If the trees are healthy, then, of course, the risk of them falling on your home is certainly reduced. Anything could happen in a storm, but
You know, I tell you, I'd rather have high trees around my house and take a chance on one falling down in a storm than not, because they're just so beautiful and they have so many energy efficient benefits by keeping the sun away. Now, if they're very crowded, you may consider thinning them out. Sometimes you have to take out one tree to make room for another. It's a project I did myself about 3 weeks ago. I had planted some trees when we first moved to our house over 20 years ago, and it turned out that one of them I felt was really sort of taking the sun away too much from another and causing it to stunt, and then it became damaged by woodpeckers. So I just decided to take it out, and now that tree that's next to it is doing much better. So sometimes you got to thin things out in order to give the remaining trees, maybe the ones that are, you know, in the best shape or the ones you like to look at the most, a better chance of surviving and thriving. So I think this is really just sort of a management issue. I don't think there's anything wrong with what you've described. It doesn't give me any pause that you're going to have, you know, a lot of risk of damage to your house. Like I said, as long as they're healthy and as long as you are keeping an eye on them and making sure they stay that way, and as long as they're not growing, you know, too terribly close to the house. I mean, roots that are within 2 or 3 feet of the house can cause foundation issues, but if we're talking about trees that are just in your backyard, I think that you'll be okay just the way it is.
Okay.
And if they're that close to the house and if they're really tall and really heavy, then you may want to think about thinning them out, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Valerie in Arkansas is on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you today?
I have some ceramic tiles on the floor that have cracked, and it's just a hairline crack, but I was wondering if there was a way to repair those or if they have to be completely replaced.
You cannot repair a cracked ceramic tile. Once cracked, it will always be cracked. The question is, can you pop the cracked tile out and replace it? Are additional tiles of the same make available? That could require some research, but if you can't find the exact same tiles, you may have some other options. You could try to replace it with a complementary tile, one that may actually be a decor piece, you know, and kind of stand out on purpose. Or you could look for an area where you have tile that maybe went into a closet or something like that and try to remove that and use that to replace the cracked tile. That's kind of an extreme example of it. But at the least you need to do is to figure out why it cracked, though. And usually that has to do with the floor system and that perhaps it wasn't properly installed to begin with. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. I was afraid you were going to answer it that way, though.
Leslie, what are some places Valerie might look for if she was thinking about finding matching tile for an older floor?
It's challenging to find a tile once, especially it's been discontinued. And also if you are new to the house and it's an old tile and you just don't know where it is. So say you've got a box. If you're lucky enough to have a box that has something with a manufacturer on it, you can at least reach out to the manufacturer and see. Or maybe you've got, you know, one or two new tiles kicking around. There are a few manufacturers across the United States that you can actually send that tile to, and they'll actually make it for you if they have that glaze in their stock. A couple of them that do that are North Prairie Tile Works there in Minneapolis. But that's going to be a bit on the pricier side. It's going to run around $30 per square foot. So it really depends on how important it is to actually have this tile and to match it. You know, it's tricky. If you can try a couple of architectural salvage yards, maybe you can find something that works. But I do like the idea of popping out a couple of things here and there to sort of make a purposeful pattern and add a detail in that wasn't there before. I think it's a cost-effective way to sort of, you know, keep the integrity of the tile you love, but make it new without spending a ton of bucks.
Okay. All right. I'll try that then.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, Angie does the heavy lifting for you. Just answer a few questions to book instantly or connect with the local pros. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, now that summer is at its hottest, are you scraping for every possible way you can to keep cool and comfortable? Well, we've got a few low-cost to no-cost tips to share that can do just that when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? While time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, My Father, Connecticut. My Father, Connecticut features a well-aged selection of Nicaraguan tobaccos. A smooth Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper highlights rich, creamy flavors with nutty nuances in any time of day type of smoke with a fantastic draw. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
We'll be right back.
presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
As we are sailing through those dog days of summer, you may not be feeling too motivated to take on projects around your house, but now's a really good time to plan for the weeks and the months ahead, because it will be fall before you know, and now's the time to plan to enjoy that time at home.
Angela and George is on the line and would love to tackle a painting project. How can we help?
We have vinyl flooring in our kitchen, and it's more than 20 years old. And there are just a few areas where it's starting to yellow, and it's like coming probably from underneath, because bleach doesn't work. And it's got nicks on it, you know, in it. Anyway, I was thinking, I had always wanted to have, like, a black and white checkered floor, and this pattern is like a grid. It's like six-inch squares, so it's already all lined out, and I was, you know, thinking about painting it black and white or whatever color scheme, you know, I decide upon, but I don't know what type of product to use.
Yeah, I don't think painting a vinyl floor is a very good idea. I don't think there's any product designed for that, especially a 20-year-old vinyl floor. If you wanted that type of pattern, I would just get a new piece of vinyl. I mean, they're not that expensive. The yellow that you described is not a stain. It's a chemical reaction. What happens with vinyl is it ages, especially if it's had, like, throw rugs over it or rubber-backed carpets over it, is it's oxidation that occurs that changes the color of the vinyl. A lot of people think that those are stains, but they're really not. It's just a physical change of the vinyl material. But I don't think vinyl can be painted. I mean, vinyl siding can barely be painted, and I don't recommend that either. There are some high adhesion primers used for that, but, you know, take that to the floor. Now you've got to have something that's really durable. It can take chairs being rubbed across the floor and that kind of thing. So I don't think painting is a possibility. I would be considering another type of product. And you know what? There are so many new floors today. The prices have come so far down. You can get beautiful laminate floor now that's super water resistant for under about $3 a foot. So I would take a look at the new flooring and treat yourself to a floor that looks like that pattern that you envision, but is much newer and more durable.
Okay. Could that new type of flooring just be applied on top of this, like just right on top of it?
You can put it on top. If the old flooring comes up easily, I always like to take as much of that up as I can. I don't like putting layers down. But you know what? If it's solid and it's flat and it's, you know, well adhered, then I think it's okay to go on top of it. Just keep in mind that when you do that, you make the floor thicker than it was before, or taller than it was before. And sometimes, not so much just with vinyl, but sometimes, like if you have a dishwasher, if this is a kitchen, you have a dishwasher, you could be at risk of sort of flooring in the dishwasher, so to speak. In other words, you could have flooring that's thicker than the legs of that dishwasher. So what you really have to do is take the dishwasher out, floor all the way into it, and then adjust the legs and slide it back in again.
All righty. Well, all of the appliances probably could be pulled out. Yeah, that wouldn't be a problem.
All right. Well, then good luck with that project. The good news is you're getting a whole new floor. It's going to be a lot easier than painting the old one, I'll tell you that.
A lot less work, I'm sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep, now and in the future. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
Well, now that we've reached the hottest days of the summer season, we're sure your air conditioners are working like totally overtime to keep you cool and comfortable. But there are some additional things that you can do to reduce that heat that collects in your house, and many of these can be accomplished with little to actually no cost whatsoever.
Yeah, first of all, you want to take advantage of the clock setback technology by programming your air conditioner to run at the coolest temps only when you're home and at a slightly higher temp when you're away. Now, this way you can maintain a comfortable temperature and avoid completely overheating your house when vacant, which can take a long time to cool down again once you turn that air conditioner on again.
Now, next, if you need to maybe bake a cake in the oven or run a load of clothes through the dryer, you really should think about adjusting your schedule to use those heat-generating appliances only at night when the temperatures are actually cooler. And if you've got central air conditioning systems or you've got rooms where you're running window units, that same air that leaks in during the cold winter months Well, guess what? It also leaks in during the summer months, and that's why you should be closing storm windows. Yes, if you've got storm windows, you don't think about them in the summer, but you should close them in the summer to cut back on those warm air drafts that drive up the cooling bills.
Now, if you've got a ceiling fan, you want to take advantage of their one energy-efficient feature, and that's that their motors are reversible. So you can control the direction of the blades. Now, you can use the fan to pull cold air up in the summer and push warm air down in the winter. You can upgrade to a more energy-efficient ceiling fan. There are Energy Star qualified models out there, and they're up to 50% more energy efficient than those conventional fans, and that can further help you to stay cool in the summer. I mean, especially if you're spending less money, you're definitely feeling cooler.
And as that fall season approaches, now is also a good time to think about adding shade trees along the warmer south and west sides of your home. You know, adding landscaping in the fall is the right time because it provides plenty of time for the roots to grow deep and strong before the summer sun comes around again.
We've got Ted from Mississippi on the line who's dealing with some bathroom odors. What's going on?
We bought this house about 2 years ago, and we've noticed that when you end up the bathroom or the master bathroom, you close the door. We normally close that door when we sleep at night, and you get up in the morning, you go in there and it's just kind of a sewage odor. It's not overbearing, but it's definitely there.
There's two causes of this. Number one is when you don't have traps, because the traps, basically the holding of water in that U-shaped P-trap or P-shaped trap, stops the sewage gas from backing up into that bathroom space. So presuming that you have traps that are properly installed, that wouldn't be it. The other reason this often becomes a problem is because of something called biogas, which is basically essentially the bacteria that grows inside those drains. And the way to deal with that is by using an oxygenated bleach to not only clean the drains, but also to clean the overflow of the sink bowl. So, you know, when you close the sink drain, you fill the sink up, you have like an overflow towards the top. Sometimes that channel also gets filled with bacteria. So I would encourage you to try an oxygenated bleach in those situations and let it sit in there, and hopefully it will attack any of the bacteria that's lining those pipes and see if we can get this smell to go away. Because those are really the two causes of this. It's poor venting or simply a problem with biogas.
Right. Okay.
So give that a shot.
This is the Money Pit. Call in your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, are you ready to take on a big paint project like maybe the fence or the decking or perhaps the entire house? Well, airless paint sprayers from Wagner can make that job a lot easier. We'll explain when the Money Pit returns.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete's fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. On our show, we talk a lot about the importance of making sure your gutters are working properly. If your gutters are clogged or if they have leaking seams and sections, overflowing water can really wreak havoc, causing everything from slippery sidewalks to flooded basements to even cracked foundations.
Now, another area where leaks are common is at the flashing between different roof sections or where vents or chimneys go through. Repairing both gutters and roof flashing requires a sealant that's easy to apply, durable, and flexible enough to expand and contract with the house.
DAP's new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Gutter and Flashing Sealant has all those qualities and more. It provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. It also has a fast 30-minute paint and rain-ready time, and it's designed for both exterior and interior use.
For gutter and flashing applications, AMP gutter and flashing high-performance sealant stays flexible, crack-proof, and is backed by a lifetime guarantee. The sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com. Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. August is National Curb Appeal Month and a good time to take a look at your home's exterior. Now, if your sidewalk, your front porch, or your steps could use a makeover, there's an easy DIY solution. It's called Terrazzo from Deich Coatings. It's a decorative granite coating that rolls over concrete and masonry surfaces. There are 7 premixed colors that sparkle with fine grades of granite. You'll get instant curb appeal for your walkways, steps, and porches. That's Terrazzo Finishes. Order at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. You can get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today.
Hey, are you looking for even more home improvement ideas, guys? Well, we've got them coming every Monday and Thursday on the Money Pit podcast. You can check it out at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your favorite pods. Howard in Tennessee is on the line and needs some help making things around the pool not so slippy. What's going on?
We have a concrete deck around our pool, and it has been painted before years ago, and I was going to pressure wash it. And I wonder what kind of paint surface to put on there that would not be slick, mm-hmm. where people would fall.
Yeah. So I think what you want, Howard, is a paint with an anti-slip coating. There are paints out there that have some abrasion to them, and so they are specifically designed for stairs and wet locations, such as what you're suggesting. I know there's one at Home Depot that's called Sure Step, S-U-R-E-S-T-E-P. It's made by Insul X, and it has some pretty good ratings. Folks seem to be very happy with it, and it's designed as an exterior coating that does just that. It can go on concrete. And what I would caution you, though, is if you are going to pressure wash, you want to make sure that that surface gets really dry and that you're lifting off any loose paint, because as good as the top coat of paint is, if it's not sticking, it's not going to do you any good. So you want to make sure if you're going to pressure wash it, that's great, but make sure that loose paint's gone and give it a good couple of days in the sun to dry before you put the next layer of paint on it. But take a look at that Sure Step product, and I think that's exactly what you need.
Well, thank you so much, and I'd just like to say I love your show. It's very informative, and here in Tennessee, we like it.
Well, we thank you so much for listening there in Tennessee, Howard, and have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
Well, are you ready to take on a big painting project? Like, you know, maybe painting the entire exterior of your home? I know that seems like a very gigantic project, but it actually is totally doable with the new Wagner Control Titan Control Max 1700 High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayer.
Yeah, the Titan Control Max 1700 paint sprayers, they feature a high-efficiency airless technology that can produce actually up to 55% less overspray compared to traditional airless sprayers, and they output sort of a softer spray with improved control. Now, that's all going to add up to a high-quality finish that goes on about 3 times faster than a roller to get the projects done very quickly.
Yeah, and speaking of big projects, if you want to take on a project as big as painting your house this summer, Wagner has step-by-step detailed posts and videos on their website, and they're going to walk you through everything from the prep part to the painting. Now, whether your project is to paint a deck,
a fence, or an entire home, Wagner Airless Paint Sprayers make big jobs so much easier. The Titan Control Max 1700 can pull right from a 5-gallon bucket, which means you don't have to change out paint cans so frequently, and that's going to save you even more time on the job.
That Wagner Titan Control Max 1700 paint sprayer makes it easier to paint like a pro. It's available in both in-store and online at Lowe's Home Improvement, and you can see the complete line of Wagner products at WagnerSprayTech.com.
We've got Eliza on the line who wants to add some butcher block to the kitchen, but let's find out if this is the best idea. What'd you have in mind, lady?
We're redoing our kitchen countertops, and I'd like to have a butcher block. I've heard that some types will warp over time. I was wondering if there's a particular wood or style that is more durable, that is going to be a worthy investment, or if it's a risk and I should just go a different route.
Hey, Eliza, you know, butcher blocks were popular for a long time, and they can be embedded into countertops, but I got to tell you, they are a lot of work, mostly because you always have to guard against E. coli bacteria. If they are not properly maintained, sealed, disinfected, you definitely have a risk of having bacteria sort of seep in there. When it comes to the types of wood, you know, it really is always hardwood. The difference would be whether it's end grain or whether it's face grain. End grain is going to be a little more absorptive, but it tends to last a little bit longer. Face grain will not absorb as much, but it does get beat up and doesn't look very nice for a very long period of time. I mean, frankly, if it was me, I would skip a butcher block altogether today. I just don't think it's worth the work nor worth the risk. I hope that makes sense to you, and good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Looking for the best price for your project? Well, Angie makes it easy to compare quotes from multiple pros or even book at an upfront price. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, if you've ever felt the need to start a new decor project, but you just froze because you don't know where to start? Well, creating a mood board can actually unlock that creative process. I'm going to share some tips on how you can get started in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word next.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Don't miss the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on 8th Street in MacArthur. This year's theme is Stars and Stripes and Fair Delight. Wristbands can be purchased at the fair office or by calling 530-336-5695. The fair will feature a parade, pageant, cooks, racing pigs, livestock shows, and a junior livestock auction. Grandstand events will feature the Enduro and Little Tykes races, Destruction Derby. And the main event, Saturday night, September 2nd, Jared Hovis in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena.
So here's to the fair.
Gates open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7. Free admission August 31st for the opening day of the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on 8th Street in MacArthur. September 1st is Senior Day. Seniors 62 and older get in free. September 2nd is Kids Day when kids 12 and under get in free. Kids 5 and under get in free daily. Grandstand event tickets are available online at www.inter-mountainfair.com. Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Convenient
conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects that you want to get done around your house. You can reach out to us at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Hank wrote in saying, birds periodically fly into my windows and either become stunned or they're killed. Is there something that can be done to make the glass appear as an object so birds avoid flying into the windows? It's so terrible when this happens, and truly most of the times they're just stunned.
It is sad. In fact, according to the American Bird Conservancy, they shared that more than 250 million birds are injured every year due to these collisions with windows and other clear surfaces, and it's because they can't differentiate the glass from the sky. Now, the solution, Hank, is to install screens on the outside of windows, which makes the surface more detectable to birds, or you can add a wide variety of reflective strips or other similar products that are out there to help birds see those windows as an obstruction and not as a clear path forward.
You know, I know, Hank, when you think of the term like a window decal, you think of something that your kids might put up for the holidays, but the ones that are meant to sort of make the glass stand out are very discreet, actually, and there's a lot of varieties that you can find to sort of help you solve the problem but not create a decor problem. So you'd be surprised when you go searching that you're going to find a lot of great options that will work for you. And think of all the birdies you're going to be saving. I mean, it's amazing how they just get so simply confused, and it's just, you know, alarming when it happens. But hopefully they're just a little stunned for a minute.
Well, are you ready to start a new decor project but kind of stuck at the starting line? If that's you, creating a mood board can unlock that creative process. Leslie shared tips on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, if you're feeling stuck and you're really just looking for a way to unlock your creativity, creating a mood board really is a great way to organize your ideas. But while traditional mood boards are often glued up boards filled with clippings and colors and textures and all the things that you like, digital mood boards are now taking this to a whole new level. Now, a digital mood board makes it super easy to create and integrate your collection of photos. Now, Pinterest posts and other eye-catching elements, all of those things you've got together, then you share those boards with family and friends for feedback. It really is a great way to kind of kickstart this creative design process because it helps you kind of define the style and overall look of the project that you're going for, and it allows you to visualize and organize all of those ideas and emotions. And it's really an easy way to sort of put everything together in one place. So if you're looking on how to start these digital mood boards, you have to kind of figure out which free template you want to use. And there's a ton of choices on Canva.com. There's really a lot to choose from there. Then you get started, you brainstorm a few keywords that describe the vibe, the aesthetic of your project, and take all those images that you've saved on your phone or Pinterest, and you just start arranging them in that Canva template. Now, with this digital approach, it's really just as easy to make two or three mood boards, kind of sort of suss out which style exactly you're going for or color palette, or see them both together and kind of decide which option is best for you. I mean, it's really easy to sort of get this route going, and then suddenly you're going to see this pattern come together, and you're going to be picking colors and picking furnishings and picking textures and all of it just this amazing design process has opened up for you. So don't be afraid. Start organizing yourself digitally, and soon you're going to be enjoying that actual physical new interior design.
What a great way to do just that. Coming up next time on The Money Pit, if you guys would like your home to feel open and airy, but you just don't have the budget for a big project, we're going to share some smart tips to help you open up the space without emptying your bank account in the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale along with all roses and stuff. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.